Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine, asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled, is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and running out of steam and trying to take control of Bakhmut. Russia has threatened to escalate attacks in Ukraine after Britain announced it would send munitions containing depleted uranium to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
With bandaged heads and splintered limbs, the wounded soldiers are stretchered into the waiting medical evacuation bus for the trip to a better-equipped hospital in a city further west. Their hands are blackened and grimy from the fight. Some are still wearing their combat boots. Lying on a stretcher, pale and shell-shocked with a wounded leg from shrapnel, Ukrainian soldier Yaroslav recalls the nightmare he just came out of in Bakhmut. They cut through and started shelling with mortars. When I left, everything was on fire. The battle in Bakhmut, a city now encircled on three sides by Russian troops, has been particularly bloody, with soldiers describing endless days of combat. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amid rallies against the far-right government, Israel's parliament passed a law Thursday to protect the prime minister from being removed from office. The measure says the prime minister can be deemed unfit to rule only for mental or physical health reasons and that it must be done by his own government. Critics say the law is tailored to protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is in the midst of a corruption trial facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting